This is KUAF, with help from the University of Arkansas Cooperative Extension Services Statewide Network and the U of A System Division of Agriculture. The Community Spotlight Series focuses on Ozarks agriculture. Today, Benton County Extension Agent Neil May speaks with Andrew Sharpley, professor at the U of A and a director of the Arkansas Discovery Farm Program.
Andrew, if you don't mind, tell us about the Discovery Farm Program, the reason it was established, and the main research objectives for this project.
A group of us from the university went up to review a program in Wisconsin where they'd been doing a discovery similar program for about 10 years. And so we went up there and we thought this was a good idea and mentioned it to Farm Bureau. Basically, we took a great group of farmers up there and they really liked the concept and thought this was something that Arkansas would benefit from, and it mushroomed from there.
The sampling that you conduct on the Discovery Farms consists of water sampling primarily. What are you measuring?
So we measure nutrients, nitrogen, phosphorus, sediment, which are used as criteria for that the state designates streams or as impaired. We follow guidelines set out by EPA, and we use fairly sophisticated equipment that will collect samples for us when it rains, because we want to do this in the right way to get information or data that will stand up to anybody's scrutiny, if it's EPA. So if we're going to do it, we do it right.
Andrew, would you care to describe the type of equipment that you use to collect these samples and how the samples are analyzed, the water samples?
The type of equipment is a standard equipment which most people use now. It's an automated sampler, and the benefits of that is that it will sense when it rains, when water starts running off a field, it will sense that. These types of equipment have been around for about 20 years now, 20, 30 years. But they've really enabled a lot of people to get more sampling, because otherwise you just basically had to sit there and wait, or wait for it to rain, and by the time you got out there, it'd quit. They collect that sample, we go out to the site, put it in a clean bottle, bring it back, and then start the analysis. We use a certified lab, so we pay for the analyses to be done by somebody else. So there's just a number on that bottle, so there's a lot of confidentiality and no biases in the way that the work's done. So we try to maintain that. Not just confidentiality, but the way that the samples are collected, that nobody knows when you're analyzing where they're from.
When the sampler begins to take samples, when we have a rain event, a large rain event, and runoff begins, are you able to tell differences in concentration at the beginning of the runoff event versus in the middle and at the end? Is the sampling equipment capable of doing that?
We tend to get what we call a composite sample. So when the water's flowing much faster and there's more water, it takes more samples. So at the end of the day, or the end of this event, you've got more water in your bottle from when it's flowing faster than you do when it's flowing slower. So we just analyze one sample. So, you know, we've got 12 farms, we've probably got about 50 sampling sites spread around those farms.
Mm-hmm. Well, Andrew, thank you for sharing this information about the Discovery Farm Program.
You're welcome. Thanks, Neil.
Yeah.
Neil May speaking with Andrew Sharpley, professor at the University of Arkansas. For more on this program, discoveryfarms.uark.edu. This is KUAF.